Well, let's move on. Moving on from the message of the 14th, tonight is March the 15th, 2015. And the Lord began this message, Troubled Waters. Your country is entering troubled waters as we speak. Arrangements are already in place for the actions to take place after an assault on your land. Appointments have already been made. Trainees are waiting in the wings to be called upon. And what is ahead is going to be very well orchestrated. A set of events that will bring this nation down to its knees. Many who have not wanted to listen to any bad news are going to be caught completely off guard and blindsided. Many have no idea just how corrupt the leadership is, and they consider those who blame 9/11 on our own government to be kooks and conspiracy mongers. They will be among the most confused, blindsided, because their life revolved around comforts, maintaining the status quo. Never in a million years would they believe what is actually being done to them, while their attention is totally off what is really moving forward at an alarming pace. There will be mass confusion and mass panic as the bombs fall. The disappearance of so many family members will cause some of them fatal heart attacks and suicides. However, there will be a remnant that will finally get off the fence and stand up to defend their rights. Too late. Their rights have already been taken away. What needs to be done now is to secure their future in heaven, their salvation, their repentance, and their total reliance on me. Those who take up arms with a mind to do it on their own, without my help, will fail. Only those men and women who knew all along and belong to me are called by me to defend what is right in this country. Only they will succeed against all odds. So if you're thinking about going it alone, you are sadly mistaken. Come under authority and work with those who have been prepared. Lord, if those who have been chosen to defend this country, you say they're yours, why weren't they raptured? That's a very good question. Do you understand the character of my bride? I think I do. Is she warlike? Not at all. She's like the priest in the movie The Mission, who walked straight into the mercenaries that were firing away and killing everyone in sight, and they were mowed down. That's correct. Those were my brides coming to meet me. And that is the character of my bride. She is a lover, not a warrior. The only war she makes is on her own sins. But in an earlier message, you talked about those who are chosen to fight. My love, that is the character of their soul. Were that soul that is a fighter to become a lover, he or she would be raptured as well. But some souls are very, very strong in the warrior instinct, and they too have a part to play and a place in my kingdom. In the end, they will understand the way of love. My angels understand well the ways of love, but they of necessity have risen up to defend my honor and my kingdom. And when this is all over, and I do mean all over, they shall cease to fight, for there will no longer be anything to defend. But that time is a long way off. Lord, there's something I don't understand. Why didn't you do all of this after the last cycle of destruction with Atlantis and the dinosaurs and all of that? He answered me, "For you, my love, this is not necessary information right now. But in heaven, all will be understood clearly. Okay? You, Lord, are so sweet to ask me if it's okay. Well, you are also my little girl, and I don't in any way want to discourage your questions as you're growing up. So back to the plan."
The plan?
Yes, the nefarious plans of the ones skilled in intrigue and selfishness. Their conscience seared shut and wholly eaten up with corruption and greed. What they fear shall come upon them. In no way will they escape the conflagration of what is yet to come. In their ignorance and self-sufficiency, they believe the scenario will play out as planned. They have no concept of how far off they are from the truth. They have no idea what awaits them as plan after plan backfires and brings the dire consequences of their nearsighted greed and atrocities against humanity, against them. Sad will be the day. Mostly, my love, I want to warn those left behind that to act on their own, to take up arms and to strike out on their own, will not have good consequences for them and their families. But for now, I want to say that this will be a time of banding together, praying together, encouraging one another in the face of all that is to come. It is a time of banding together in hope, love, and security. And yet there will be traitors, and only by the Spirit will souls be known to one another. The flesh lies and deceives, but the Spirit bears witness to the truth. That is why it's of absolute importance for them to pray and have a relationship with me. Do nothing without first consulting me. Accept no one without first consulting me. For I will expose what is hidden in the hearts of men and their evil agendas. I just want to take a moment here and say lots work very, very well for discernment. Lots were used in the Bible for the choice of who was to replace Judas. They were used in the situation with Jonah to find out why the storm was so severe and why the ship was sinking. So we use a book called The Bible Promises, and we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give us a reading. We ask the Lord a question, and very often we'll get scriptures like lying, lust in the flesh, jealousy, or joy, or Holy Spirit, and that'll tell us about the character of a certain situation or plan of action. But you can also use lots to discern, you know, pieces of paper with names on them, to discern who should be a part of what you're doing and who shouldn't. So here the Lord returns to what he was saying. So to sum this message up, band together, put prayer in its foremost place, for without it you will be groping in the dark. Do not rely on human wisdom. Lean on me, and my Spirit will instruct you. Not a mighty wind, but a still small voice, gently prodding you in the right direction. Remember, it is not important if you lose your body. That is but a temporary and fleeting event. But your soul determines your eternity, whether you will see your children or parents or animals or innocent ones ever again, whether you will be tortured in the fires of torment I created not for you, but for the rebellious angels, or whether you will settle in the land of milk and honey, promise and joy for all of eternity. Be not mistaken, what you have lived for on earth is nothing compared to what you will live for in eternity. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is worth the loss of your soul to eternal damnation. And that's the end of the message. God bless you, YouTube family. Thank you for praying for us. And we continue to pray for you. And if you should be moved to help our cause with a donation, it would certainly be a blessing. But the biggest blessing for us is to know that people are responding and putting into action these messages, which they believe are from the Lord, as we do. So God bless you all.